This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
This is Mitch Ryder with a few useful words about attitude at home. Home is where you hang your hat, coat, sneakers, books, and sometimes even your dirty socks get draped over a living room chair. Do you maybe overdo it? Are you the only one at home that relaxes? Is everyone else on edge because they don't know what to expect when you're around? Give the family a break, too. Don't save that best space for outside only. Pitch in and do your part so that you and your guests will be welcome. The atmosphere will improve 100%. Try it and see.
We'll be right back. Hot Socks, that's good music. Horace Silver, on his birthday, this recorded right here in New Jay in Rocktober of 1964 from the album Song for My Father, his most famous track. We decided to do something different and, at least in name alone, a appropriate track to start our hour and 58-minute melee. This is called The Natives Are Restless. Here on the Pale-Faced Parabola with the Mystery Man, the rest of our team, and you.
In the heart of a lonely kid, suffering so much for what he did, gave this plowboy his fortune and fame. Since that day he ain't been the same. See the man with the stage fright, just standing up there to give it all his might, and he got caught with the spotlight. But when we get to the end, you wanna start all over again. I've got fire, water, rate on my breath. Doctor warned me I might catch a death. Said you can make it in your disguise, just never show the fear that's in your eye. See the man with the stage fright, just standing up there to give it all his might, and he got caught with the spotlight. But when we get to the end, he wanna start all over again. Now when he says that he's afraid, take him at his word, and for the price that the plowboy's paid, he gets to sing just like a bird. Stage fright, just standing up there to give it all his might, and he got caught with a spotlight. But when we get to the end, we want to start all over again. Now please don't make him stop. No, no, let him take it from the top. Oh, 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 let him start all over again. We'll be right back.
ti eleya mi o
ore ti eleya mi o lojojumo o ti kora wa ojo o lati le go mi oni mi o mojule adura lojojumo oni mi lana ile adura wa ma pe go mi pa lo
eleya mi o jare
ore ti eleya mi o lojojumo o ti kora wa ojo o lati melo mi oni mi o mojule adura lojojumo tori mi lana ile adura wa ma pe ko mi wa lo tu ti ola
oni olojumo o to bi ina oko olori leske e wa woni ranu aje iyawo o matuti nlo o tun ma bu mi pe
baba dura lora mi apese imi na ba wi ya o olorun mi so wa ma bo mi niro ba je ko ku aye ko mi wale ke denu mi boro loju ota mi ke le so fun wa pe woni ko lo ba nla loju elego baba pon mi de
procrastinating here? Just what in the hell do you think you're doing?
Hokey smokes, Bullwinkle. Are you grateful that I bailed out of that King Sonny a Day piece too? No, I wouldn't have played it if I didn't like it, but 12 minutes of chanting. Ige gabige. 27 minutes into the show, I be jumping JB. He's the mystery man, the big guy lounging in the other room. Trying to read by the light of the silvery moon here as we webcast and podcast live on Free FM 89.0 Hamilton NZ on the North Island. We thank you for your ears tonight. In fact, this quest is called Tonight Your Ears, Tomorrow the World. Mental hopscotch or mental gymnastics. I blow that line almost every week. Mental gymnastics and musical hopscotch is in your immediate future. Open Without Borders Radio, here for coming up on our fifth year. I'd like to know the number of shows that we've done at some point, but I lost track. Hopscotching in and out of hospital stays, and I can't recall. In the background, to end this set, Joe Gibbs and the Professionals on a disc featuring the band Culture, the band that did 2-7's Clash. A reggae name, which I believe was at least some inspiration for Joe Strummer and Mick Jones and Paul Simonon. The legendary group's essential Joe Gibbs produced records, 12-inch singles from 1976 to 1981. See Them A Come is the actual title of the CD. Culture, who wrote a lot about unrest in Jamaica and war. You know, funny, for as stoned as a lot of the Rastas were because they regarded weed as sacrament, they sure wrote a lot about violence. Jamaica was a violent place back then, to the point where Bob Marley got shot in 1976 and had to leave for 2 years. Before Culture, Toots and the Maytals. In the conversation as the greatest singer Jamaica ever had, I submit to you boldly, that crown is worn by Jimmy Cliff. But Toots Hibbert, pretty damn good. He cut his teeth on Otis Redding sounds, which Jamaicans used to get from New Orleans radio across the ocean and the bay to get to the islands off the coast. And they, like many people, musicians, like the British, who took American blues and rocked it up and made it something different, Jamaicans were the same way with vocalese and rhythms. Tootsin' the Maytals, covering Bad Fingers, Come and Get It. Bantering with the Mystery Man like we do, because we do a show for ourselves here at Studio A. And you get, I want to say the fresh baked goods, but we leave a lot on the cutting room floor here, especially if it's a Tom Waits song. It's an inside joke. I was telling the Mystery Man that Come and Get It was a Bad Finger cover, and McCartney wrote it. That would be Sir Paul to you. But I don't remember anywhere on any record where he actually did it himself. And I'd be curious, before one of us dies, Paul's got some miles on me, to hear him do his own song. Well, Tootsin' the Maytals, we took that from a two-disc set called The Art of McCartney, released in 2014. And I'm telling you, brethren, this is action-packed. It's got so many great people on it, including B.B. King. And a couple from Billy Joel. In the not-so-distant past, I would have said, two is too many of Billy Joel. Now I like him. It's hard to slay the song, Maybe I'm Amazed. And he does it on here, among other people. Bob Dylan's on here. He slays Things We Said Today. And not necessarily in a good way. King Sonny a Day and his band, The African Sound, or African Beats, with a track that I'm not even going to try to pronounce, from his album called, well, something again. It looks like Adu, A-D-U or O-D-U, on the Atlantic Mesa label. And there was hope. I remember it. King Sonny a Day first appeared on the scene after Paul Simon's Graceland, mind you, that people thought he was going to be the breakthrough artist. And he never got that big here in the States. But at least he got out of Africa for a while. And I think I actually toured here. King Sonny a Day music. Here on the Parabola, the Dinah-Soars did that instrumental, Jungle Walk, from Las Vegas Grind Part 1. This is a CD of kitsch and stripper songs and goofus stuff, and it's wonderful. In fact, there's a track on here by the Hollywood Persuaders called Drums A Go-Go, and the rumor was, from a friend of mine who perpetrated that rumor, that was Zappa in the studio with rented percussion equipment and the producer yelling at him, what the hell are you going to do with all that stuff at 1 a.m? Frank knew. And please remember and don't forget, if you're a Zappa fan, and this is September 2nd as we speak at you, that Freak Out, the first album, and to my ears, still my favorite, is going to be released as a box set with a live concert from 1966 on September 25th. Yahoo! That was the wedding anniversary of my first wife, and she's the mother of my child, so I'll always love her for that, but neither one of us are upset that we're not married to each other on September 25th anymore. I was going to start the show with this song because it kind of makes sense. Instead, we went to Horace Silver, as we noted before. Listen to the track called Stage Fright from The Band. The double live album, Rock of Ages, although it was reissued as live at the Academy of Music on New Year's Eve, 1971, teamed up with Alan Toussaint to do the horn section and the charts for it. And the backstory on that is Alan Toussaint was in New Orleans at the time. Doesn't get as cold in New Orleans as it does up here, although maybe it does these days with climate emergency. But Alan Toussaint lost the charts he had written for the songs that had horns on them with the band and had to rewrite them in a blurry finish before the concert. He landed in New York, said, "Oh my God, what have I done? It's cold up here." Well, we could have told you that, pal. The band needed no help. Garth Hudson on the keyboards, a force of nature. And the song that Robbie Robertson wrote about being sick before the first major band concert on the West Coast in 1969, and he had to be hypnotized in order to be able to play. And that song is basically biography. And began the show with both Horace Silver, the Natives of Restless, from Rudy Van Gelder's studios in 1964. And before I forget, Les Paul's house was torn down in this past week since we met, brothers and sisters. And I'm thinking, you know, doesn't New Jersey have any pride? Without Les Paul, how many guitar players wouldn't we have? And how much music from his stuff with Mary Ford to his solo career? One album with Chet Atkins, really great, really slick and smooth, but that's okay in this case. And they tore it down. And the family is now gnashing teeth about it. It's like, well, why didn't you buy it? You know, ahead of hand and get it marked as a state and national landmark. Well, not likely in this administration. And some etiquette advice to begin the show. So you know how to behave next time you're trying to impress mom and dad on that day where your fave gal with beautiful shaved legs says, "All right, let's go home and meet the parents." And you get over there and you know how to behave. I think I said that already. Tonight, your ears. Tomorrow, the world is where we've landed. Our team, besides the big guy, 3D, who now works in this area occasionally and has volunteered to give him a day off when he wants one, but he'd miss that cheesesteak for lunch, I'm certain. 3D, my spouse, and one of my two chauffeurs at this point in life. Then John and Barbara next door. Bless them, because I don't know if we'd be able to do a show at this point, given my physical issues. We used to risk life and limb getting up and down, especially when it snowed outside, to the cars at the car park here at Studio A. And they let us park next door where it's a short jaunt to Studio A. And man, it's a game saver. So thanks to John and Barbara for that. And then there's our New Zealand team. Phil Gray, our general manager here at Free FM. His program follows ours. Retrospect number 543, I believe, is in the hopper. And I listened to it Saturday night when I was winding down. And it's quintessentially lysergic. And this is psychedelic September, by the way. So you will dip your beak in the wild and weird sounds of Retrospect. Coming up following tonight's Paleface Parabola. Then there's our program director, Mike Williams, who does beyond excellent programs himself on our breakfast shows on Monday morning, 7:30 to 9:30. Oceanic time, and also Thursdays, same time, same oceanic time across the meridians to your ears. And he sprinkles the final fairy dust on this program, and we allow him to because we need it sometimes. And there's Ricardo, our designated hitter, when we decide for a week off. We will be on next week, despite the fact that it's Labor Day here in the United States. Have no plans, although I did see that there's somehow you can win free tickets to the Lake Placid Film Festival, which is a solid excuse for me to try, because I've been trying to get up there for the last 20 years. The Olympic Village and all that. So, Ricardo, thanks as always for warming up on the sidelines, and we'll have a show for you in some kind of order. And then there's the mystery man who makes this show possible. We banter, and we have a celebratory drink after the show. And he, like me, likes tennis, more for the women's side than the men's side. I'm a bit preoccupied by the fact that not only did Venus Williams' match start at 12:15 in the morning the other night. She's 45 years old and has won 3 championships, I believe, at the Open. And they disrespected her. Shame on you, tennis officials. It's like, okay, Djokovic's match went long and we had a rain delay tonight. How about if we move your match to tomorrow, Venus? And we'll give you the 7:30 slot, Eastern time, versus making you go out on the court when you should be fast asleep. And Novak Djokovic, the greatest men's tennis player of all time. Yes, I'm talking more than Rod Laver, who I grew up on idolizing when I was young and learning tennis. And more than Roger Federer, although he absolutely incredible. And more than Rafael Nadal, who was an amazing player. Djokovic looked like the 39-year-old man he is in the first round on Sunday night. It was semi-pathetic that he went out there and he just couldn't play. He was throwing up on court. He looked like he aggravated a right leg calf injury or hamstring. And by the time they got to the fifth set against a man that I've never heard of once and had a terrible record on hard court Grand Slam finals. In fact, he had never won a 5-set match until Sunday night. And he beat the greatest of all time in 5 sets because he was a backboard. It wasn't all Djokovic's doing. This guy got everything back and ran Djokovic around the court, and he couldn't handle it. And there were shots of his wife in the stands and his children, and his wife just looked so forlorn. I was like, why am I still watching this match? This is terrible, man. It's like people are watching a car crash. Oh, but I'm a tennis junkie. And that's your tennis report for the week. And now, closer to home, since our home base of operations is Hamilton, New Zealand, right around the block is Australia. And here's Midnight Oil.
Sydney. Nights are warm, daytime telly, luring storm. Dad's so bad he lives in the pub. It's under arms and football clubs. A flat champagne gap in every home, a Big Mac, and no one goes out back. That's that. You take what you get.
Kiss ass for your bitch so you can get rich, but your boss gets richer off you. Well, you'll work harder with a gun in your back for a bowl of rice a day. Some laser soldiers steal your sword and you get a skewer on a steak. Then now you can go where people are one. Then now you can go where they get things done. What do you need, Eliza? What do you need, Eliza? It's a holiday in Cambodia where people dress in black. Need a holiday in Cambodia where your kids have to grow.
And I gather where I have been dispersed. The gospel according to St. Luke. You know, for days I almost broke my head trying to figure out how we could get a hold of that silver. And now it's dropped right into our laps, ready to move. All we gotta do is jump on our horses and move. Friends, the promised land is here.
Thank you.
Well, yeah, to answer your question, I put the mystery man on microphone more, but he says bad words in the background. I earned that one, though. This is Santo and Johnny Farina from Canada, pre-tariffs and trade wars, doing the Rolling Stones' She's a Rainbow with an approximation of Nicky Hopkins' sublime piano playing. Preceding that, Punkology. Now, I was a volunteer in the 1980s, and I think it extended into the 90s before I didn't have the time to do it anymore, where we wrote letters to oppressive regimes, and sometimes it worked. Most of the time, they just got chucked in the garbage. But I did a report on Cambodia and the situation about the Khmer Rouge taking over and Pol Pot's murderous and tyrannical regime. That regime authorized nearly 2 million Cambodians being put to death. And this is after Kissinger and Nixon's peace through bombing ploy. Man, the Cambodian people had to be saying, you know, who's our friend? Where do we go for help? And I have to confess in full disclosure, I've always loved the Dead Kennedy song from 1980, Holiday in Cambodia. From Fresh Fruit for Rotting Vegetables, the anniversary of its release today in 1980, 46 years ago. And that was pre them suing each other over royalties. Dead Kennedys. American punk from San Francisco. The Cramps from the South. I want to say Tennessee. Lux and Ivy were from. The original band, Brian Gregory, who was a true satanic worshiper on other guitar, and Nick Knox on the traps. This is from a new release called Gravest Gravy. The sessions produced by Alex Chilton in Memphis in 1977. And when the Cramps came to Washington, D.C., pre-draining the swamp days, yeah, that's happened. Except the swamp got higher and deeper in this administration. Well, Henry Rollins and Ian McKay of the band Fugazi and Discord Records were at the show when the Cramps came to Washington, and somehow, some way, they worked their way to overseeing the release of Gravest Gravy. Real raw sessions. Now, Senna went out to east of Eden, where my friend Glenn presumably is now. He was the artist for our record label. Knew both Lux and Ivy and loved them. Said they were the nicest people, and they got it all out on stage. And if you ever saw the Cramps YouTube videos or went to see one of their concerts, you know that Lux Interior was one of the more uninhibited characters in rock and roll history. It started that set with Midnight Oil from Australia, Power and the Passion, an obvious track to play, but in some cases, so what? Love me some oil. And I hope after that 5.5 minute song, you do too. That's where we've been in that set. How about some short rock and roll history on this date? Because it's a pretty short day of it. Earth Strong, 1925. Hugo Montenegro, who did the theme song for The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly in his day. Bobby Purify, who, along with his brother, sang the song I'm Your Puppet, their biggest hit, born today in 1939. John Zorn, who really is an action-packed musician. He born today in 1953, releases a lot of stuff. Some of it you run from the room from. Otherwise, he makes some real listenable stuff, kind of like Sun Ra's orchestra. Sam Gooden, one of the voices of the Impressions, he sang, Curtis Mayfield wrote, born today in 1939. And then we played Horace Silver, born on September 2nd, 1928. And Billy Preston, who we'll hear from shortly, born today in 1946, worked with Ray Charles, the Fabs, and the Stones. Man that is high on the food chain. Dewey Redman, another jazz man, went home today 20 years ago in 2006. Garth Brooks' Rope in the Wind, released today in 1991, pre-marrying, leaving his wife, who saw him through the lean times, and marrying Trisha Yearwood. Well, aesthetically, I can't blame him. But man, what a lousy thing to do to a wife. Or a husband, for that matter. 1968, Jimi Hendrix released his version of All Along the Watchtower, instantly iconic and contained on the record Electric Ladyland. Even Bob Dylan said, I heard that song and it was like, well, yeah, it's his now. From the album, Bob Dylan's album, John Wesley Harden. 1995, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame opened in Cleveland. And in 2006, Ronnie Isley, love me some Isley Brothers, but Ronnie was a bad boy. 3 years for tax evasion by the feds. How about if we begin our second jaunt of the evening, which is We Cheat the Hangman, leading up to the eventual end of the show, and the mystery man steps in for his magic act. Right now, let's do this one. You say that, listen, Opus, sounds like you got bad teeth. What's all that whistling? What's all the poor diction? Well, it's because of the bad teeth. But I think I can manage to say the mystery man at the end of the show plays music from other vistas, other continents, other dimensions to end our program and lead you up to retrospect. But in my case, I need a lesson. And John Prine wrote this song about Let's Talk Dirty in Hawaiian. May come in handy someday.
I didn't know you wrote Mustang Sally.
Yeah. All right. I packed my bags and bought myself a ticket for the land of the tall palm tree. Aloha, old Milwaukee. Hello, wacky key. As I stepped down from the airplane, I swear I heard them say, whack a whack a nuka lick a whack a whack a nuka lick a would you like a lay? Let's talk dirty in Hawaiian. Whisper in my ear. Kick a book a buck a wahine. Are they words I long to hear? Lay your coconut is on my tiki. What the heck a mooka mooka dear? Let's talk dirty in Hawaiian. Say the words I long to hear. There's those Harold Arlen chords. It's a ukulele Honolulu sunset. Listening to the grass skirt sway. Drinking rum from a fresh pineapple on Honolulu Bay. Our steel guitars are playing. She tells me with her hands, gimme, gimme, okie dokie, make a wish, you wanna poke words I understand. Let's talk dirty in Hawaiian. whisper in my ear. Kick-a-book, muck-a-wah-wah-heeny, are they words I long to hear? Lay your coconut is on my tiki. What the heck, mooka-booka, dear? Let's talk dirty in Hawaiian. Say the words I long to hear. I bought a lot of junk with my moolah. I sent it to the folks back home. You know, I never had a chance to dance one hula. I guess I should have known. When you want to talk with a sweet Wahiti, you walk her in the pale moonlight. You go, okey-doke, what is that? A knock-a-rock-a, sis-bum-bock-a, hope you said it right. Let's talk dirty in Hawaiian. Whisper in my ear. Kick-a-book-a-mock-a-wah-wahine. How do words I longs to hear? Lay your coconuts on my tiki. What the heck, a mooka mooka dear? Let's talk dirty in Hawaiian. Say the words I long to hear. Let's talk dirty in Hawaiian. Say the words I long to hear. Aloha.
Down a hole in the ground,
down, down, down.
There's a world.
It's moving fast, it lost the last. It's almost past.
People come,
they miss the sun.
Into town,
below the ground,
there's a girl.
I've never seen her face before, but she has caught my mind.
Setting up a rubber soul
down a hole
right next door to a tour.
Like the Gator Kid, the Lenox Avenue jump. So dig the mess, you solid chicks, and get your kicks the Harlem style. Come along and jive a while, the Lenox Avenue jump. just keep a riffin' away. I like blowin' my top this way. So jump right in, you jitterbugs. The stuff is here, so give a cheer. If you're hip, you wanna do the Lenox Avenue jump. Oh, jump! Come on along, you crazy kids. Let's have some fun. Let everyone jump it like the Gator Kid, the Lenox Avenue jump. So dig the mess, you solid chicks, and get your kicks the Harlem style. Come along and jive a while, the Lenox Avenue jump. Just keep a riffin' away. I like blowing my top this way. So jump right in, you jitterbugs. The stuff is here, so give a cheer. If you're hip, you want to do
the Lenox Avenue jump.
A frenzy of music and action.
We'll be right back.
what should be instantly recognizable as an intro and a sound? Maybe not for the uninitiated. But this is the classic John Coltrane quartet. Elvin Jones, Jimmy Garrison, McCoy Tyner as his creative foil on the 88s, and Coltrane on wind. The name of this track is called Blue World. It was recorded again right here in the Garden State, where my wife works for a beautiful magazine that just got published, their latest issue, called Sussex County Journal. And it's got dahlias, the flower, on the cover, flowers on the cover, and a great article about the horticulturists who cultivate these flowers. And normally your eyes would glaze over reading something like that, but in this magazine, where it gets into the nuts and bolts on how to grow these things, which is a process, it's really cool. And it's special because my granddaughter's first name is Dahlia, which means beautiful flower. Went a long way for that. At any rate, Coltrane with the track called Blue World, which is the title track of this posthumous release by his son, in conjunction with a whole bunch of different labels. And this was recorded on June 24th, 1964 at Rudy's Place. Johnny is 100 this year, and he's on the cover of Downbeat magazine, putting the memory to that event. Wonderful issue. Coltrane was special. Coming out of a set of music, the Swamp Zombies before this, as we're into We Cheat the Hangman and our run towards home. Steve Gibson's Red Caps from the 1940s on the Beacon label originally did that track called Lenox Avenue Jump. Now, these guys were out around the same time as Louis Jordan and the Timpani Five. Never got the same recognition, probably because they didn't star in movies. Jordan was ubiquitous. In fact, he was called an Uncle Tom for crossing over to a white audience at that time. You know what? Put a sock in it. Louis Jordan's music was great, and so is this. And hopefully we're turning you on to somebody you've never heard of before. Steve Gibson's Red Caps, who had their halcyon days from 1943 to the early 1950s. The Tickle preceded that with British Invasion music, Subway, a.k.a. Smokey Pokey World. Took that from a box set called Let's Go Down and Blow Our Minds, the British Psychedelic Sounds of 1967. That track recorded in November of that year and released. Not much backstory to The Tickle, but that one song, pure gold. And began the set with Fred Kohler. I don't know how he got a hold of that song and recorded it before John Prine did, because Prine was the author of such ubiduba, but he did. And from Fred Kohler, from Nashville, Tennessee, covered by more than 100 artists. I never heard of him until he did this track. Has worked with people like John Hyatt, Willie Dixon, and you guessed it, John Prine. Penned 3 number one country hits for Kathy Mattea, who's a favorite of the big guys, as well as the huge crossover hit Angel Eyes for the Jeff Healey Band. Yeah, okay. I think that was from the Roadhouse soundtrack. Fred Kohler did a great version, had the right voice for it, that growly voice. Let's Talk Dirty in Hawaiian with all the couplets in it. Sensational. Took that from In Their Own Words, which I just found after years of looking, that CD. Live performances from The Bottom Line in New York City, presented by Vin Scalpa, Vin Scalzo, who was had his admirable and formidable years taste-making in New York City. That's where we've been. More to come. Music, if I wanted to score points with our general manager, and I should, I would play the Drive-By Truckers doing Like a Rolling Stone, because Bob Dylan's Highway 61 Revisited was issued in 1965. But I'm not going to, because you hear enough Drive-By Truckers music, especially from Phil and Ollie, on this station. So we're going to go a different route, but you're going to hear a Bob Dylan song coming up next in a cover version, because you've all heard his stuff before, right? Right? Maybe not right. I don't know. I don't get paid for this stuff, for either the verbal vomiting or the comedy, the attempt at comedy. All the news that gives you fits, and then we're going to move into our final music gambit of the night. Orlando, Florida, besides Disney World, they have El Donut Record Shop. Thanks to Officer Stahl for giving me, he was in South Carolina recently visiting family, and he brought back a news source of independent record stores in the Deep South for you know who. More good news. I'm not going to try and pronounce this word, but it's 10 times more potent than fentanyl. It's killed 2 people in New Jersey already and is now in 20 states here in America. That'd be an excuse, you know, as you're foaming at the mouth and you're drawing your last breaths, to rename Lake Ontario Lake America. My God. We're under the tyrannical regime ourselves right now of Stephen Miller, Steve Bannon, who hides in the background, and Donald Hump. Gila Bend, Arizona. I love this story. A two-way tie for town council was settled by a deck of cards, and the high card won the seat. Now that's democracy in motion. Tennis, as we alluded to before, the U.S. Open started on Sunday night, the final Grand Slam event of the year. And Novak Djokovic lost in the first round in 5 increasingly anemic sets. The world, this was a headline on social media. The world's best tennis players say something is wrong with their balls. That means the stuff you open the can with and you hear the hiss. Except in this case, the headline didn't delineate that. So it was great fun to read that to you tonight. Free FM album of the week. New one on me. Perry Keyes. K-E-Y-E-S. His album called The Allison Bend. And it will be heard all week long on our morning shows from 7:30 to 9:30, a song every hour by Mike, Kate, and Gary, and our other morning hosts. How can Zuckerberg pay back $17.1 billion? How is that even possible? Where do they make their money? I mean, it's a farce to begin with. It must be from ads. Who? I don't know. Much of modern day life makes me go bleep, 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 bleep. Pennsylvania. Skill games that players can't win at. So where's the skill involved in it? The up story is that the games are in convenience stores, bars, grocery stores, vape shops, and some other place. I can't read my writing. Laundromats, that's it. Laundromats. I get that because you got to wait for the dryer, right? At least here in America. Iceland likes to read crime fiction even though they have no murder rate. Man, I long before I die to see all of Canada, although they may charge me 50% to drive around there since I'm American. Ireland, New Zealand, for obvious reasons, Australia, and Iceland has now moved up on the list. They have no murder rate. Hallelujah. Australia, that I think I'll wait a little bit. Bird flu epidemic. Alaska, the only United States state that doesn't have block cameras, which takes your information at red lights. Part two, all the news that gives you fits. I was just telling the mystery man this tidbit, because I guess Xi wants to be the 2026 version of Chairman Mao, who didn't make it anyhow. Thank you, John. Wants China to annex Taiwan by 2027, and who's going to stop him? Dable's General Store is in South Dartmouth, Massachusetts. It opened during George Washington's second term and exists to this day, has a cafe, garden hose, H-O-E-S, and local honey. It's had 13 owners since 1793, and it's now still open 6 days a week. Yahoo! Viva independent business, being an independent proprietor myself. Nova Scotia, there's that pesky Canadian thing again. Will they never leave us alone? A 400-year-old grist mill has been dug up, was built in 1607, and was ruined by fire in 1641, and the remnants, as Zappa once pronounced it, have now been found. Donna Mills used to be on one of those nighttime dramedy shows. Beautiful woman in the 1980s and previous to that, is now on OnlyFans, and her pictures are sensual, not pornographic, as opposed to some of the rest of them, like Carmen Electra. She's received foot kink requests where someone asked her to stomp on grapes, like Lucy and Ethel, and maybe the most famous of I Love Lucy episodes. The Burning Man event is on this week. It has its own department of mutant vehicles, 79,000 of them. And our own mutant vehicles are going to be here in New Jersey, in Parsippany, New Jersey, not far from where Studio A is. The Lead East Muscle Car event happens this upcoming weekend, over Labor Day weekend. And one time I went there dressed up in retro outfit, and my fiance at the time, we got hammered. Couldn't find our car, and somehow we stumbled across it in the dark, literally stumbled. This was about 25 years ago. Howard Stern is now on HBO Max. Can we not escape this guy? He's on one day a week, gets paid millions to be that way, but recently lost a channel because SiriusXM laid off a bunch of his people. Dolly Parton's funeral song was If We Never Meet Again. Appropriate. She was smart, and she was funny too. But you won't hear any of her music on this show because you're hearing it all over the place these days. I never liked her voice. The biblical city of Bethsaida, 10 seasons of digging, finally unearthed a number of artifacts And the takeaway, Jesus did miracles there, according to Scripture. It's near the Sea of Galilee. My week in review, Raoul Duke. So I pulled out the great Shark Hunt book. When the going gets weird, the weird turn pro. One of my colleagues and associates here in the States at the other station that the Mystery Man and I work at, he uses that line. I watched the first Rocky movie on Saturday night this past week. You know, Stallone became a parlor joke, you know, with Rambo and some of his succeeding movies. First Rocky movie, he wrote that. That's pretty funny and sharp. I got time for it. And finally, I heard a game-changing sermon this morning. It's by a guy named Steve Farrar. And he talked about maturity. And he talked about being humble before man and before the Lord. And he talked about how to act, not just in public, but in private. And it was for an audience of 20-year-olds in Dallas, Texas, but it just as easily applied to 69-year-olds like me. Outstanding, I recommend. If you can find it, Steve Farrar did a sermon on today's Focus on the Family that was just, it hit me. As opposed to those of you lined up who want to hit me because I'm yapping too much and not playing music. So let's fix that right now. Dave Albin, covering Highway 61 Revisited on the Paleface Parabola.
Said to Abraham, kill me a son. And Abe said, man, you must be putting me on. God said, no. Abe said, what? God said, you can do what you want, Abe, but next time you see me coming, yeah, you better run. Abe said, where you want this killing done? And God said, out on highway 61. Well, George's saying he had a bloody nose, and the welfare department wouldn't give him no clothes, so he asked poor Howard, where can I go? And Howard said, there's only one place I know. Sam said, tell me quick, man, I gotta run. And old Howard just pointed with his gun and said, that way down Highway 61. The finger said to Louis the King, I got 40 red, white, and blue shoestrings and 1,000 telephones that don't ring. Man, you know where I can get rid of these things? And Louis the King said, let me think for a minute, son. And he said, yeah, I think it can be easily done. Just take everything down to Highway 61. fifth daughter on the 12th night told the first father that things weren't right. My complexion, she says, is much too white. And he said, come here and step into the light. Yeah, you're right. Let me tell the second mother that this has been done. The second mother was with the seventh son, and they were both out on Highway 61. Gambler, he was very bored, trying to create the next world war. He found a promoter who nearly fell off the floor, and he said, you know, I never engaged in this kind of thing before, but yeah, I think it can be very easily done. We'll just put some bleachers out in the sun and have it out on Highway 61.
Thank you. is life like a dollar? He lived it fast and lived it free. And he took his time until he found one farther than all our eyes could see. Maybe someday, maybe somewhere I'll see you in the blue Kentucky hills, or maybe California. Just best to believe in a stolen line from an old song, maybe saving some lost melody. Maybe someday, maybe someday just bring your words to life. Let all begin on some quiet night. Don't forget the old times, my friend, 'cause you know they were good times. You never knew where the end was, even if he'd lived to see. Again from another who didn't treat him like some memory. Maybe someday, maybe somewhere I'll see you in the blue Kentucky hills, or maybe
days we had no sea.
The true flowers of life, and it has been a most precious pleasure to have temporarily strolled in your garden.
I interviewed this guy once, Frank Morgan. He was a saxophone player who could have been a contender. Instead, he fell into Charlie Parkerism and spent 30 years in jail for drug abuse. What a beautiful man he was when he got out. You know, jail's either going to change you or make you a long-term criminal. We Three Blues from Mood Indigo, released in 1989 on the Island Jazz label. Lord Buckley, right before that, man, that piece. I remember Tim Carbone from the band Railroad Earth used to play that on his radio program. I was like, my God, where did he get that from? What command of the language? The Rolling Stones with a album that was released August 31st, 1973, and most people I know hated it when it came out, mostly because of Angie and the album cover with Jagger looking like either Katharine Hepburn or David Bowie. But over time, Mick Taylor, Billy Preston shine on that track called 100 Years Ago, which reminds me of autumn. We're about to enter that here in the States. Also, Neil Casale from Fade Away Diamond Time, his debut album in 1995. A beautiful song called Maybe California. Neil took his own life over the last weekend or two. Well, it will be one of them. In 2019, I can't believe it's been 7 years already. I knew that guy. Wait till I got my hands on him. Billy Preston, celebrating a birthday tonight, did a Dylan cover. She Belongs to Me. She's an artist. She Don't Look Back, from his album on Apple Records from 1970. That's the Way God Planned It. Talk about a guy who's got a resume. He's got one. Began the set with music from Dave Albin, X of the Blasters. Fruitful solo career. Also played with the band X, doing a cover of Highway 61 Revisited. As usual, it was that one song, that one last song. And I'm going to get heat from the mystery man. If he wants to, we can do it on the air, which will make for good radio. If he doesn't, I'll get chewed out when the show is over. Take it away, son.
We have a tune from Gregoire Lowry. I think I'm mispronouncing his first name. People who have seen the TV show Outlander might have heard of him. He did some of the soundtrack. And this is a tune in Scots Gaelic.
Well, speaking of Gaelic, even though it's not, let's do the closing benediction. Sláinte, good fortune, and go well. We've got 168 hours to scheme for another program. As usual, I'm running over, but it won't be 5 minutes this time. It'll be three. Thank you for your ears tonight. And we go with gusto. Speaking of gusto, retrospect coming up next here on Free FM 89.0. Please remember, don't forget the Pale Face Parabola is podcast in many excellent places all through the week until we meet again.
Eich gwmbad set o cyrff o hyd gyw yn mori ffahrau. Gael yn ysfwch par lyn ysdwg geir i gyffrwy ffynarig. Cron yn tawn o'r yn sawn fwg la fawn gygarec o'r. Ein ulum da yn gynin ac mo hirin un ac mor wun smagroi. Eich gwmba yd sa to gyrff o hyd gyw yn mori ffahroi. Prerws yn ymbwyrch ar asw mafrwy anir mafwy ffalafli. Fed cor gyd sy'n gyntrewr lir Cyrach ys glodd na hala fyn Sia'n ymlwm da yn gynin ac mo chyrin Un ac mo rwn smagroi Eich gwn ma yd set o gyrch o hyd Gyw yn mori fachroi Trin mo'ch liw tiwch yn mis Siwn am o'ch frin y farad O'ch hys yn olog yn chwyn Sy'n mor fal Gym yr i gynnal Di carem o'ch Dain o'n ymda yn gynin Ac mo'r grin Un ac mo'r wns mo'r grawn That o gyrff o hyd gyw'n mwri ffafroi. Rhaen o lymda yn gynin ac mo chyrin, un ac mo rwn smagroi. Eich gwmbad sat o gyrff o hyd gyw'n mwri ffafroi.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.